Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, where Denise Dirks has taken social distancing to an extreme. She is so far away from Todd and I, we have to give hand signals to be able to talk to her, other than through these mics. I'm Fred Penny, your host. We're on hour number two of Radio Law Talk. We are discussing the coronavirus. At this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about martial law, if it gets to that point, and a little bit about the history of martial law. Denise is going to kind of get into some practical and legal issues for employers and employees concerning this coronavirus. And that's, Denise, that's very interesting. You want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. Email us at info@RadioLawTalk. Remember, we are talking about general areas of law. Seek local counsel. We're not dispensing legal advice. However, you can dispense marijuana during the quarantine. We just talked about that, the hemp, et cetera. So we're not dispensing legal advice, but everything else is being dispensed.
Nor are we dispensing marijuana today.
Nor are we. But you can go to your local dispensary and get it. Like Todd said last hour, the reason is?
Everybody, the government wants everybody as high as possible so that you don't freak out on them.
That's exactly right. There you go. They want to, hey, we're going to have a case or no case about toilet paper this segment. And we're also going to talk a little bit about if we can get there, Michael Avenatti and Weinstein Company bankruptcy. There's issues there. Just to get us a little bit off topic. You know what's we're going to talk about? Probably third hour. We probably won't get there till third hour. And that is, what industries do you think are going to be hurt the worst and why by this coronavirus outbreak? And will bankruptcy lawyers be having a heyday? I think, Denise, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I do.
All these lawyers are going to be going, I'm getting into bankruptcy now, but that bankruptcy is going to, I think it's going to open up quite large, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's actually a very popular topic right now, too, because they want to amend that bankruptcy act, the current act. So.
Right. But before we do that, I mean, again, join us always second and third hour. If for some reason it drops off on your local station, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com, click on the live button, and you can listen to us live, or you can listen to our podcast. The best thing about it, guys, is you can go to our podcast on Radio Law Talk, and you can search a topic, and it'll find that topic for you and tell you when we talked about it, and you can click on it. That's kind of a cool feature that our internet people did for us, and so do that. We are the most exciting, entertaining, and probably the most, I would say, coronavirus-free radio show on earth. Just love having you here, but this is what you're here for, one thing and one thing only, and that is toilet paper, case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. I'm going to take you to the great state in the middle of the Fruited Plain, Ohio. Ohio, USA.
All right, go Browns.
Where the Cleveland Browns play.
Yeah.
Underground coal miners have things tough. Besides being one of the ultimate in dirty jobs, one has to take care of all kinds of business down there, down in the mine shaft, including personal bathroom business. Well, second-generation miner J.R. Mulrooney was a multi-generational Ohio coal miner, and one day he went to the men's room and found there was no toilet tissue down there. And by down there, I mean down there in the mine. There wasn't any toilet. So he did his best. Fortunately, there were some newspaper pictures of some political figures he did not like. And he found a way to, solve his immediate crisis. Then went to his union rep and said, look, you can't have guys down in this hole and not give us toilet paper, for goodness sake. And the union rep said, what are you going to do, sue? And he thought about it on the way up in the mine elevator with the fellas, and he said, So he called his friend, the lawyer, and said, what do you think? And so I ask you, Denise, what do you think, case or no case?
Boy, this one's on the toilet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Made me feel flushed.
Oh, no.
I just feel wiped out.
Beginning of hour two is already getting bad.
He went to his union rep, and the rep said, what are you going to do, Sue?
Yeah. So what do you want me to do about it? You know, toilet paper runs out. It's not my fault. Yeah, right.
I think that I've just read something about coal miners are very impacted by the virus, and I think that they've been
impacted
in the news.
I thought I'd throw one in, too. You know, what the heck? Everyone else is wiping out here. I figure I would.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it is not a case.
It's been a run on Metamucil at the coal mine.
Right, Mr. Penny, what do you say about this case of the not wiped out coal miner?
I think it would be interesting. I got to be careful what I'm saying. What I'm thinking, and I'm allowed to say, I don't know, but a coal miner. Let's see.
Just turn on your self-editor.
Coal miner. I don't think they need to wipe because it's the coal dust down there.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine.
I don't know what's going on. The answer to that is this is absolutely not a case. This is because of what's going on with toilet paper. Cal goes, I got to have a toilet paper case or no case. This is no case. It's a pure Cal, just made something up and just thought this would be pretty
fun. So you would think instead of a case of toilet paper, I would do a case or no case about toilet paper.
Yes, and by the way, if there was an issue, he would bring up it's a work comp claim. I have injuries to my popo because I do not have anything to wipe.
My
popo.
Okay.
And I don't have anything to wipe. I'm bringing a work comp claim. I've got injuries to my popo.
Okay, Mr. Kiernan, what say you about the injured popo?
Bubba, what'd you you got this injury here? What'd you die? Was that black lung? No, I had
black keister.
I had a case of coal miner colon, and that was rough times. I tell you what, you know, last time I used 400 grit sandpaper to clean myself.
He probably got some kind of a disease or allergy to the print on the newspaper.
Black bum, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
It's like black lung, black bum.
Well,
oh, all of it.
I went to work wearing a gas mask as a pair of underwear, and it didn't work. It didn't stop cuff coming in, but sure made things fragrant growing out. First of all, you said he went to his union rep, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then the provision of toilet paper would be something dealt with wages, hours, or working conditions, which means it's a labor and employment issue. He couldn't go to his attorney because that's what you collectively bargained for. And I am going to say that I'm going to agree with Fred that this is not a case.
We're all.
Yeah,
you know why? Let me tell you what I think here. I think this is not only not a case, but you think that these coal miners, these tough guys, would they worry about something like that?
Yes.
No, I think that their constitution is set up to where they know when they can do it, and they do it outside of the mine shaft.
Yes, we got a new movie coming up here. It's called you heard of the Coal Miner's Daughter? This is the Coal Miner's Sphincter.
Yeah.
And it's got 5 stars on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I mean,
just think the old days. Seriously, you guys are laughing. What about the late 1800s when they were doing this? Where would they go to the bath? A bucket and pull it up? Or there's like back in the corner.
Bucket and dig a hole. Yeah,
did you see that job? Dig it up. Somebody goes to get coal to put in their. Hey, Mabel, this coal smells. Where'd you get this? Over at the dollar store? Well, we ain't shopping there anymore.
Oh, I gotta say, who's the guy coming in the 1800s? Well, you're starting out at 4 cents an hour. What do you do? You haul this bucket up. Oh, we're gonna be back and talk about the coal. Talking about coal and wiping with.
I'm sorry. But it does come up, you know. So
well, I bet it
comes out sometimes.
So the answer to our case or no case is coming up here in just a little bit. If you stay right there, Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit here on your favorite station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away.
All advertising. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical Clinic.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Every gambler knows the secret to surviving.
Just thinking of the late Kenny Rogers, who died at the age of 81.
Did he just pass?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
I didn't know. Yes.
81 years of age.
Man.
Good singer, too.
Oh, thank you for that great anecdotal note. That's important. Hey, you know, the case or no case that we just discussed, You know what, Cal? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, does anyone want to change their answers before we go forward? Because you know me, I live for the moments when I get to skunk all three of you on Case or No Case. It's a big moment for me when I can walk away from 1 hour thinking all three of you guys got it wrong. All of you.
We did.
It's a big moment for me.
No, you're in trouble.
But did we all guess No Case?
Yeah, we all said
No Case. So here's the bottom line for me. Those of you who think this was a decent Case or No Case... Okay, that's me.
You guys all got it right.
Congratulations.
You made it all up. You made it up, Cal.
Well, but because it is actually against the law in Ohio to not have an adequate supply of toilet paper in an underground mine. It's a true story.
Really?
Yeah, so it was based on an Ohio law, but of course I had to make the whole thing up because I can't imagine there's going to be a toilet paper cop down there with a flashlight. So you got enough in there? You know, like, I just don't think that's going to happen.
But they've got enough. The way it says, the law says they have to have toilet paper
correct.
Down.
Must have wow. What the law says is an adequate supply.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, based on how people have been hoarding toilet paper across the country, that may mean 64 cases for one person. I don't know.
Stacked up down there. That's, you know what? Everyone's like, there's a shortage of toilet paper, right? I know where it all is. It's all stacked up in the mines down 1,000.
In Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah.
Given the amount, I mean, just think about how the term personal use is used. And we talked about marijuana cases, right? And the amount of marijuana that somebody can have under quote-unquote personal use or to grow it on their own for personal use, we calculated at one time it was like you could have up to almost $125,000 street value of marijuana and still have it constitute personal use. Well, if you take that same amount and apply it to toilet paper... Well, I guess you could have a lot of toilet paper under personal use.
I'm just amazed at what the panic culture has done to us. People feel like, I can't control anything else, but I can go get some toilet paper.
Yeah. I blame grammar. I blame grammar because I think what happened was somebody talked about the need to store up on commodities, and then somebody misread that and said, oh, commode? Commodity? And they bought toilet paper. So there you go.
You know what? I told people all along, luckily I'm prepared. Denise, Cal, and Todd know why I'm so prepared, and this is not a panic for my family. Why?
Well,
you grow your own toilet paper trees?
Because he's got
they're called totos.
Bidet.
They're called totos. Those of you don't know, a toto is the Cadillac. It is the Bentley or Mercedes Benz of the toilet. It sits on top of your seat. It's got a commode. You press a button. It's clean. You clean yourself, and then you go through about a toilet paper roll a month. And so, guess what? Those are going to sell. Invest in Toto. I'm going to invest in Toto. Toto is the name of the company that makes them. So
I have a lawn sprinkler underneath a web chair.
You can do that. I would like to see you out there smoking the marijuana that you got through in the driveway.
No,
I know you don't.
I'm just going to go fire up the pressure washer. Yeah, you know.
Don't do that. You know what I did?
Hold on. That was a joke.
Well, I understand, but I got to tell you, this is a real life, true story.
I was power washing the back patio,
and all this junk was like splattering all over, and it got on my legs. And I tried to power wash my leg, and I cut my leg with the power washer.
Yeah. Bad idea. It'll leave a mark.
Yes, I still have a scar.
Yeah. Dumb.
Tell you what.
Oh, you know what, you guys? I just saw this on the news on CNN. John Travolta was hospitalized for a suspected coronavirus.
What?
But the doctor soon realized that it was only a Saturday night fever, and he was staying alive.
I think we have a pandemic going on here. Yes.
Did that fall flat?
No, it actually wiped out the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a coronavirus joke. If you don't get it, wait 2 weeks.
You're going to talk. You were talking about practical legal issues for employers, employee. That's probably. And then, Todd, I want you really quickly, Todd, right after Denise says that, let's talk about the arresting issue.
Sure.
Because Gavin Newsom brought up some things about...
A lot of states have.
A lot of states. We're going to talk about that in a minute, Denise. You're going to talk about some practical legal
issues. Right. I mean, as an employer, you have to think about how, if you're not just going to lay off everybody and just step back, how do you put into place preventative measures to protect your staff or your employees from the virus? I mean, that's just a very practical concern. And it could be an American with Disabilities Act concern as well, because you may have to do some accommodation to keep your business running and to keep your employees working, correct?
We're all trying.
Yes, exactly. So reasonable accommodation. It could be remote access, right? They're going to work from home and they're going to work remotely.
Well, if you can't do that, you're like my law firm. It's difficult to work remotely. How do you do that?
You can do it. It's a matter of putting in the money into technology.
I'm going to argue that because, okay, my technology people, they're so busy right now, I can't even, they're not even, we have an issue, just so you know, on our firm right now, that we're having issues getting into our mainframe. And this was before the coronavirus. But they're so busy, our tech company, we have a tech company.
No, I totally agree.
They're not getting a fix, and we can't even work.
They're essential
outside.
Services.
We can't do that right now. But go ahead.
Exactly. So I think, it depends on the size of your company.
Right.
Is going to be really important. But maybe having somebody that's in the company that's actually going to be the coordinator for it. In my office, I did staggered hours, so nobody's in the office at the same time.
That's a great idea.
Yes, and so we've got a full-on plan for staggered hours.
So do we. Good one.
The other thing that we did was, well, it's not quite complete. Folks that try to call my office right now, I will get that fixed. We have an answering machine, but it will be calling. You dial this number if you need to call and get to somebody right away,
right,
or just leave a message. That's another way, because then you can let your receptionist out.
And the workers' comp, they're allowing, if you get the coronavirus during work, you can make a workers' comp claim. We're going to talk a little more about it when we come back from the break, but stay with us.
This is Radio Law Talk, and there's more coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Business should be advertising there right now.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Denise was talking about some practical legal issues for employers and employees with the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's really important that the employers have hand sanitizers, tissues, they have increased cleaning of their public facilities, that they make sure that they're getting things sterilized, like the door handles and you know, the desks and, you know, the bathroom and the kitchen rooms. What's also important, especially in the context for lawyers, is that you've got to make sure that the data that you have for your clients is being kept confidential and kept private. Now, in a remote setting, they're working from home, presumably. Does that mean that they can take files home with them? And that what are you going to do? My attorneys can take files home with them, and this is what I tell them. Make sure you put the files in the trunk of your car. That's it. Make sure when you're transporting, it's in the trunk of your car. Because I have heard horror stories about people getting broke, their car getting broke into, and they're taking client files. So that's an important thing. The other thing that I have done that is very important for employers to consider is don't put your data up in the cloud. Have your own network. And if you do that, when you do the remote access, the people are remote accessing directly to their desktops, and all of the client data stays inside the network. It doesn't go anywhere else. You don't have to worry about monitoring their laptops or their computers at home, because they can't download, they can't print at home, they can't do any of that. It's all internal.
What about telling your employees they have to show up during this quarantine, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
you can. You can actually, yeah, depending on if you're essential services.
Essential services.
You can make them show up, but you can also make them go home. You can, and there's a difference. Well, if they're sick, you make them go home. You don't tell your teammates that the name of the person that's sick.
You can test them too as they come in.
You can take their temperature if they look like they have fevers.
Yes.
You can ask them about medical information. But this is only in a pandemic moment.
Right.
This is
not
usual.
Right. Well, I'm going to do that with all my lawyers coming in because I've got the thermometer. Bend over, Kent.
Do the practical things that CDC.
The thermometer is 6 feet long. Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. Sorry.
One thing to keep in mind is.
I just went right off the rails.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Well, I don't want to get closer. I put it at the end of a PVC pipe.
That would be exactly the wrong thing to do as an employer.
Oh, that's the wrong. Okay. I want to make sure I'm clear on that.
You don't want to do face-to-face meetings. You're going to want to set up teleconferences. You're going to want to keep everybody out of the office.
Keep distance.
And avoid having the public at large come in.
Yes.
I've staggered the hours of my employees so nobody's
that's
in at
smart.
The same time.
Yeah.
And it took me like 3 days to make this plan in place.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt that. So we're doing the kind of the same thing. We have a big enough office that we're going to limit it to two, maybe three. You want to be under six for sure, depending on the size, but they're in completely different parts of the office.
Well, you can also have people access different doors to come in.
That's true.
So you can really limit how they have to transport or around the office. You should make anybody that's been sick, you should make them bring in a doctor's note.
Right.
That just makes common sense.
Get into the doctor.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can even tell your employees, you can't take your vacation. You have to avoid unnecessary travel. You can actually stop them from taking a vacation.
Really?
Yes.
Because you don't want them out there getting exposed.
Because once they go out, and there are employers that have the policy that if you leave or go do any travel at all, you have to self-quarantine at home for 14 days.
Wow.
That's happening as
well. During the pandemic.
No, that's actually, well, yes.
We're in a pandemic.
Yes.
Now. It just means disease spread across multiple locations.
Right.
We're not in an epidemic necessarily,
and you can also,
unless you're in Italy.
You can also tell your employees that they cannot use public transportation.
Wow.
Yes.
And one thing to keep in mind, everything that Denise is talking about is for a pandemic that has been declared a pandemic.
Right.
I mean, if you're wondering as an employer, well, when do I know that I have to implement these or can I do these things? It's when it's been declared. And in the last century, there have only been five declared pandemics.
Which ones?
And the pandemics, and again, this is from the EEOC's website, so they talk about this, and they say of the five pandemics, the first was the Spanish flu in 1918.
Yep.
Then there was, followed by the milder Asian Hong Kong flus of the 50s and the 60s, the SARS outbreak in 2003, and the H1N1 outbreak in 2009. Those all rose to the level of a pandemic, so it's been 11 years since the last one.
But I don't remember them going as extreme as they are on this one.
I don't either, but my point is, we talk about these things that employers do, but you need to understand that it's not like you're going to run into this every day. So when you talk about preparedness, look, if somebody after the H1N1 decided, okay, we need to put this pandemic preparedness plan in place, so we've got it, and they did that, say, in 2010, it was 10 years before they got to actually implement that, and how much of that plan do you think they actually remember? This is something you got to review because you never know when it's going to come up, right?
Exactly. I caught myself literally timing-wise. It's so weird. It felt like this year was going so fast. Everything was happening so fast, and then all of a sudden, right around March 2nd, everything slowed down to almost a crawl. And when this week, I thought, I have to have a plan in place. And it took me 3 days to do the research. It took me 3 days to come up with this plan. And I'm not, that's not a joke. I had anxiety trying to develop the plan. So I'm telling everybody out there, do it early and have a plan. Have it written up. Have the staggered scheduling so that your staff can take those off-site with them.
But what's interesting on this, Denise, and again, I was born in the early 60s. Cal was born in the 1920s.
Early 50s.
But anyway, long story short, this is new. This is new stuff. I mean, not to this extreme have I seen the government shut things down in a pandemic, not an epidemic, but this extreme of a pandemic in my lifetime.
Well, and you think about it, like the fact that you said in your lifetime. Let's talk about when the most, I'm going to call it modern or recent, in the last 20 years, pandemic came out. It was 2003, which was the SARS outbreak, right? Prior to that, you said, Fred, you were born in the 60s, right?
Early 60s.
That was the last time there had been one before SARS.
But I don't remember SARS being this extreme to go home, lock down, yeah.
It wasn't.
And yet we lost, to be clear, we lost about 9,000 people to SARS.
We did.
Right. I mean, it was a big deal.
One of the things that the statistics are showing is that when it comes to SARS, H1N1 and those, the mortality rate of infected people that actually end up dying was much higher with those in terms of the percentage of people that got infected that ended up dying, as opposed to the coronavirus. It infects a lot more, but a smaller percentage of the numbers that have been infected end up dying. That's what the CDC is seeing. It's very odd. It's very different. But as we're talking about these measures that you should employ, I can't stress this enough. Highly recommend that you get guidance from, if you have an employer attorney, if you have an attorney that oversees what you do or that you consult with this, you need to get guidance because your employment attorney should be on the cutting edge of what is required and how employers should be handling
but
this.
I'm going to argue that. Here's my argument. This has never been seen before. I see the government. You're suing because your employer didn't do this right, that right. The government is doesn't know what to do. The government is leaving things broad and open. Good luck. I think it's going to be a difficult time for lawyers to sue employers and sue people for not doing what was right during this time period when really everything's in flux. I remember last week, everything was so in flux. My employees asked me what to do. I said, I'm trying to figure this out just like you guys are, and the government is.
I don't think that the employer is going to be subject to lawsuits if they take these measures. I don't think, unless their measures are insufficient to protect somebody from a virus, and this type of a virus, they're not going to be subject to suit. But there is one piece where that could be subject to suit, and that is if you gather information about your employers, their medical, their temperatures, and all of that type of stuff, you want to treat that information confidentially and keep it separate from your regular employment files.
And do not
put it in a storage where other people have access.
Right.
You need to keep those files at home or somewhere and be very careful about the dissemination.
In the bottom of the coal mine.
Yes. Really quickly, if you are an employer, my point is, if you are an employer and of anybody that has the most up-to-date advice as to what you should do, it would be your labor and employment attorney. That's the person you should be basing your guidance on.
Right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about this. Todd is going to talk about arrests during this time period of this pandemic, what is right and wrong, and what may or may not happen, and about bail. We'll be right back.
Yeah, can we just assume if you get arrested, we don't need to show up at court? The question some people have actually been asking.
Yeah.
That's coming up next here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping.
shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Oh, stop it.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So, Denise, you said you wanted to talk one more thing about employers and employees.
Yeah, I want to. There's a difference between exempt and non-exempt employees. Non-exempt employees are those employees that are basically wage and hour employees. You don't have to pay them during the time they're not working, period. There's nothing requiring it. If you send them home, that's it. You don't have to pay them because they're not working. You might have reporting times, and you can put different things in it to make sure that they're working if they go off remote site, and so that you pay them. But if you can show they're not working, you do not need to pay them.
Someone said something about 3 days worth you have to pay for sick time allowed or something like that. I don't know.
Well, that's a state law.
There's different. Okay.
Yeah, they're trying to pass something federally, or they might have already.
Yeah, they're
but
working on it.
State law,
yeah.
How many hours you work, you get so many hours of sick time. That's
it.
Under
yeah,
state.
Yeah.
But and that's for all employees. That doesn't matter if it's exempt or non-exempt. So exempt employees are like attorneys in our offices. Those would be exempt. They're basically a salaried employee, and you have to pay them regardless of whether or not they work, unless there's three ways. You can do do an unpaid furlough, like that happened in the recession, in the Great Recession, a lot of people were on unpaid furloughs. You can do a mandated vacation, go take your vacation, get your vacation pay. You can do a fixed salary and base hours reduction. That's an amount where the work of an employee can do during a pandemic, so you can limit that work and limit their salary a little bit to adjust to how much they can actually work during this time frame. It's just, that's a good distinction for everybody to understand.
Yeah, and people are going to feel really sorry for lawyers if they have issues going on with that. If they can't get paid and employers aren't paying them, I think the country's going to have a real soft heart for the lawyers.
I'm sure they're going to have, what do they call those, GoFundMe.
GoFundMe for lawyers. The country's going to feel really sorry for
sure.
I'm sure of that.
One thing that I would point out is for your non-exempt employees that you send home or that you don't require to show up to work. Again, if they show up and then you have to send them home, there may be that show-up pay that you have to pay a minimum of a certain number of hours if you require them to come in and then you send them home. But if you send them home and then for some reason you start calling them at home, contacting them, asking them to do something and all of that, well, now you just put them back on the clock, okay? So if you don't want to pay them and you send them home and you're not going to pay them, you can't be asking them to do stuff because now they're back on the clock and you're going to have to pay them. So, you know, if you expect them to take the hit, you have to honor it as the employer as well.
Exactly. That's very true.
And I think we all need to say that we have the utmost sympathy for people in the service industry and in the travel industry and in the broadcasting industry that are getting hammered by this.
Everyone's like, oh, the airlines, they're getting hammered. That's coming back.
Right.
Because we have to fly to that. But it's the cruise line industry that's not a required thing that you have to do. I think they're in trouble because you know, the argument is, and again, I'm not agreeing with this, but they're saying, you know, there's a cesspool, you're all together, of germs. And I think people are now going to think twice about going on those. I think they're going to struggle.
They could very well. I wanted to talk. Do you have anything more with the...
Just a quick thing on the workers' comp issue.
Sure.
With regard to, it has to be caught in the workplace. So they have to actually prove that they caught it in the workplace.
Exactly right.
And then if they do, and it's not occupationally related, so they didn't catch it there, if you have disability policy benefits for your employees, you have to give them the disability benefits.
Yeah, there's disability, and they got Social Security disability.
That's right.
There's a lot.
So if they go on spring break and catch it on spring break, then that's a disability issue.
Right.
If they come to work and catch it at work, then it's
the
a
workers
separate
comp.
Workers' comp.
But like, I wonder how they can prove that. That's so difficult to prove.
They can't.
Given
it's going to be impossible.
It's going to be difficult. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I want to talk about here is just getting back to the...
Why don't you get the phone number, too? 855-LAW-RADIO.
Yeah, that's 855-529-7234. Just talking really quickly about what I have heard, and I know that this has concerned a lot of people, when states, and several states have said this, have made the announcement that they are no longer going to be arresting people for low-level misdemeanors, petty theft, low-level drug crimes, things of that nature, and you really have to pay attention to what is being said and what is not being said, because all they are saying, if these, is that they're not going to place the person under arrest. It doesn't mean that the person escapes prosecution. And I know you think, well, so what's going to happen? Well, if the officer goes out, let's say it's a petty theft, somebody's going to steal something from some store, and they get caught by loss prevention, the police show up, rather than taking that person into the jail to then be booked, and then the person either makes bail or they're released on their own recognizance because it's low level, they're going to get out anyway, and the bail's probably pretty low for an offense like that. The officer, rather than doing that, would just issue what's called a promise to appear that the individual signs, and it has a court date because they've coordinated with the courts. Okay, you show up in this date, and they're usually a month to, you know, 6 weeks out, and this event here is probably going to be more like 2.5 to 3 months, and you have to show up to court. And I know folks are going to say, well, so they sign it and leave. What's the likelihood that those folks would actually show up? I got news for you. The promise to appear methodology is used all all the time. When somebody gets arrested and they're sent to jail, and the jail is sitting there looking at all their space, and they got a choice between keeping the rapist in jail or the guy that tried to steal a 40-ounce beer from Walmart, who are we going to release on their own recognizance to economize space? The thief is going to go. And what do they release him with? A promise to appear. And if the person doesn't show up, then an arrest warrant issues for them. And the next, and I hate to say it, but by and large, people that get arrested once tend to get arrested again. And when they do, it shows up. Oh, do you know you got a warrant out for your arrest for your failure to appear in JoJoJo court? Yes, and they're taken back in. And it's not that they're going to escape prosecution, folks. That's the point.
And even if it's just a traffic infraction and you fail to appear, a civil bench warrant can issue. It doesn't necessarily always have to be a criminal.
That's right.
You can have a civil bench warrant issue that has the same thing. Now, I wanted to raise the one. In Florida, there was a man who worked for a hotel, and he was arrested, folks, for stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper from that hotel.
At the hotel. Yeah, I've seen signs on people like, I was filling up with gas, and there's a sign on, you know, where you pull their to wash your window, and they have the little towels. They said this is only for our patrons, not for people taking stuff. And I could just see people doing that.
Yeah, I used to leave out in our bathrooms the extra toilet paper, like on the top of the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore because they disappear.
Also, be cautious of what you use as a substitute for toilet tissue. In the community of Redding, California, the sewer department was called out because one of the main T lines was blocked.
Right.
Because some family decided that torn up T-shirts were an acceptable substitute for toilet tissue.
Oh, wow.
They are not.
I had younger siblings and I used to wash their diapers out. This is when they had the diapers.
The old days, yeah.
There was a couple times that I just let it go down the toilet and it blocked up. And my family was so mad. My parents were so mad.
Yeah, I wonder why.
You weren't on a septic system, were you? That's just terrible.
No, but it didn't matter. Still plugged everything.
Yeah. So we got a guy arrested for stealing toilet paper. We're going to talk a little bit when we come back, hour number three, about a number of important things. We're going to talk about martial law. And Denise, we talked about this. There's a huge difference between the federal and state martial law. Fed is martial, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, or L. State is martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L, martial law. It's a difference, but yet it's the same.
Again, not to be confused with marital law.
Marital,
exactly.
That's exactly right.
Although it may feel the same.
And we are going to talk about, you know, some of the industries are going to be hurt the worst by this coronavirus outbreak. And are the bankruptcy attorneys going to roll in on this? And the answer is probably yes. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to do speed, like speed dating, we do speed law. I mean, we're going to talk about, really quickly, Michael Avenatti, Weinstein. We're going to talk about Katy Perry. And then we're going to talk about the Supreme Court case, how it affects. Todd's going to talk about how it's affecting some Supreme Court cases. Don't forget, there's trials coming up. Man, it was crazy. Our law firm had trials, but we've been preparing for years. And boom! We're pushing it off, and it's just shutting down a lot of the courts and a lot of the business around the country. We'll be back. Hang in there. If you don't have toilet paper, just call a friend. Phone a friend.
Good luck on that. Radio Law Talk will continue momentarily right here. We hope you can stay tuned. This hour is completed, but we have more coming up in just 6 minutes, basically, right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.